really, we're announcing two firsts, and it's a big deal. The first is Project Ultra, which we set up, is launching its first flight of an unmanned aircraft that's going to carry cargo from Grand Forks Air Force Base to Cavalier Space Force Station, first of its kind in the country. And that's made possible by Project Ultra, which our office has put together with Tom Sawyer and the Grand Sky folks. And essentially, the other announcement is that we're increasing the funding for it from about $18 million to $100 million. And that's a big deal, not just because this is the first flight, and they do a flight every week. They're going to do 50 flights of unmanned vehicle hauling cargo between these bases over the next year, and they're going to make it routine to demonstrate they can do it, and that's going to enable the military to move cargo between military installations. Once we show them how to do it, once we make it routine, you know, then you'll see it adopted other places. And the other thing is, by increasing our Project Ultra ceiling to $100 million in funding, that's going to enable us not only to develop this technology, but with the amazing UAS ecosystem we've built up in Grand Forks and this funding, it's going to enable the Department of Defense to develop these new technologies much more cost-effectively, much quicker, and with much less investment risk. Because essentially, you know, whether it's Army or Navy or Air Force, Space Force, Marine Corps, you name it, now they all can participate. And if there's a technology and a company that they're interested in using their products or services, they can use this funding and our ecosystem to actually develop it, test it, and then see if it's what they want. And that's huge because they can then develop these technologies very rapidly with minimal investment risk. And if they decide that's not what they want, then they can select something else. And that's how we need to do it now, so that we always have the absolute best technology for our military compared to any other military in the world. And it's just exciting that the Grand Forks region, Grand Sky, our Northern Plains test site, University of North Dakota, you know, we're bringing all this together and really leading the effort and making it happen.
Senator Hoeven, you said there's a big jump now in funding for this from $8 million to $100 million. How is that achieved? I mean, where's the financing coming for that?
So I work with the Department of Defense. We have an agreement in principle, and I'm on defense appropriations. So, you know, we fund the DOD's budget, and essentially this is a contracting vehicle that we've set up with them. We route it through Grand Forks County, because we have to have an entity that can do it. And then as I work to secure funding for these kind of projects, we use what we've called the Project Ultra umbrella to do just exactly what I described. And it's something that the military has really wanted, because under the old system, you know, they were trying to develop the technology on their own. So it would take a long time. They'd have to develop it. They'd have a lot of investment in it, and it might or might not work, and it might or might not be obsolete by the time they actually got it to the point that it's operational. Now, we've set up an ecosystem here in Grand Forks where entrepreneurial companies can come in, and then these different DOD agencies that we allocate funding to can say, okay, I'm going to use some of my funding to try this, that, or the other technology. If it doesn't work, then fine, they don't get that. They move on to another company. It's much faster, and they have much less investment risk. So we get these new technologies without, you know, having to spend a lot of money and going in the wrong direction. So it's great for the military, but it's really good for taxpayers too.
I wanted to ask you as well, we know the Pentagon just recently talked about prioritizing certain drone technology now, specifically wanting to manufacture more smaller drones that can be used as bombs essentially on the battlefield. Will that pivot affect the kind of work being done through Project Ultra?
Yeah, see, that's exactly right. So for example, if a company, let's say some company's making a certain type of drone, and there's a bunch of them doing it, okay? Not only can they, and both drone and counter drone, which is so important now, you see that all over the globe, whether it's Europe or Middle East, everywhere, and it's not just military, but it's covert ops, everything, that, you know, you've got to lead in this technology. So if they see a company that they think is developing something promising, they can say, okay, we'll maybe put some money into, you know, one of your products, but let's, you know, go to Grand Forks, to the Grand Sky technology part, and let's test it, and let's make sure it's what we want, right? And then if it is, great, they can order a whole bunch of them if that's what they need. But you know what? If it doesn't do the job and it ain't what they want, they say, that's not what we're going to get. And they move on and find out what they do want. Now, look how much better that is in terms of getting the right technologies and not wasting a bunch of money on the wrong ones when we have to be agile and move fast. So that question is right on the money. Literally, that is exactly how we're going to get to these things like, you know, the low-cost drones that we need with the right capabilities.
What is your vision? Maybe explain a little more for drone use in the U.S. military going forward, maybe 10 years, 20 years from now, beyond the cargo flights, and just in general, their expanded usage within the military and the benefits of it.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, you know, Grand Forks Air Force Base has what's called an ISR mission, so intelligence, reconnaissance, and surveillance. And the stuff we do there is mind-bending. I mean, it's unbelievable. Even our Guard, you know, they're doing operations all over the world, both for the military and for our covert agencies. And the capabilities we have are incredible. But here's the thing. We always have to stay ahead of our adversaries. So take China, for example. They're trying to develop, and they are, in fact, developing a lot of the things that we have. So now we're developing the next generation to stay ahead of them. And the capabilities are, just unbelievable, but they're crucial. I mean, you know, people saw what happened when we sent those B-2 bombers over to take out Iran's nuclear site. What they didn't see is all the work we did ahead of time to make that possible. And obviously our ISR assets are a huge thing, drone and counter-drone, all that kind of thing, are a huge part of that, making that possible. Because remember, we didn't want Iran attacking our troops and so forth in the region afterwards, even though we have Patriot missile batteries and all that kind of stuff. So we took out a whole lot of capability before we ever sent, you know, B-2s in there, obviously working with Israel as well. And, you know, things like Iron Dome and so forth, those are joint developments between the United States and Israel. I don't know if people know that. So, yeah, we're doing a lot in this area, and we have to, because we've got to have that superiority in technology always when it comes to our military.
And lastly, and I'll let you go, I know you're very busy, but let's just double back to this event this afternoon about witnessing this flight. I mean, you are partially behind this whole effort, so talk about the excitement about this event, to witness this in action, and as you say, going forward, more flights are going to be happening. I mean, talk about what you're feeling inside about the work that's being done here.
Well, it's very cool. I mean, we started this 20 years ago. I mean, when I was governor, we set up the I had a program called Centers of Excellence. We set up Center for Excellence for Unmanned Aviation Systems at Grand Forks in conjunction with the university. And so we've been at this for 20 years. We have more partnerships and we have more firsts. And today is another first for the country in UAS technology. And we're just going to keep doing it. We're the lead dog in this race, and we intend to keep it that way. So I'm just so appreciative of all our partners. And you know, obviously really proud of all the incredible work that they do and all the just great partners we have, whether it's, you know, City of Grand Forks, Grand Forks County, Kelly Armstrong, the state, the legislators, and then, of course, you know, at the federal level, Kevin and Julie and the great support they give this program as well. So then guys like Swire and all these, you know, General Atomics, Northrop Grumman, you know, we've got the top companies in the world here now.
Absolutely. All right. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Yeah, Ken, good to be with you. Thank you.